Leviticus chapter 4. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell the Israelites, if anyone sins unintentionally in any of the things that the Lord commanded not to be done, and does any one of them, if the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then he must offer a sin offering for his sin, a young bull without defect to the Lord, for the sin he has committed. He must bring the bull to the entrance of the tent of meeting before the Lord. Then he shall lay his hand on the head of the bull and slaughter the bull before the Lord. Then the anointed priest must take the blood of the bull and bring it to the tent of meeting. The priest must dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood 7 times before the Lord, before the curtain inside the sanctuary. The priest must put the blood on the horns of the altar of fragrant incense before the Lord that is inside the tent of meeting. All the rest of the blood of the bull he will pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering, that is, at the entrance of the tent of meeting. All the fat of the bull of the sin offering he must remove, the fat that covers the internal organs and all the fat that is around the internal organs, the 2 kidneys and the fat that is on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver he must remove along with the kidneys. Just as these are removed from the ox of the sacrifice of the peace offerings, then the priest must burn them on the altar of burnt offering. The hide of the bull and all its meat, along with its head, legs, and internal organs and dung, all the rest of the bull he must bring outside the camp to a clean place where the ashes are poured out, and burn it on wood with fire. It must be burned up at the ash heap. If the whole congregation of Israel sins unintentionally, and the matter is hid from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done any of the things that the Lord has commanded not to be done, they are still guilty. When the sin that they have committed is discovered, then the assembly must offer a young bull for a sin offering and bring it before the tent of meeting. Then the elders of the congregation will lay their hands on the head of the bull before the Lord, and the bull will be slaughtered before the Lord. The anointed priest will bring of the blood of the bull to the tent of meeting, and the priest will dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord, before the curtain inside the sanctuary. He will put some of the blood on the horns of the incense altar that is before the Lord in the tent of meeting. All the rest of the blood he will pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering that is at the entrance of the tent of meeting. All its fat he must remove and burn on the altar. So he will do with the bull just like he did with the bull of the sin offering. He shall do the same with this one. This is how the priest will make atonement for them, and they will be forgiven. Then he will bring the bull outside the camp and burn it just like he burned the first bull. It is a sin offering for the assembly. When a ruler sins unintentionally, doing any one of the things that the Lord his God has commanded not to be done, he is still guilty. If his sin that he has committed is known to him, he must bring for his offering a male goat without defect. He will lay his hand on the head of the goat and slaughter it where they slaughter the burnt offering before the Lord. It is a sin offering. Then the priest must take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and pour out the rest of its blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering. All its fat he must burn on the altar, just like the fat of the sacrifice of peace offerings. This is how the priest will make atonement for him concerning his sin, and he will be forgiven. If any one of the common people sin unintentionally, doing any of the things that the Lord has commanded not to be done, they are still guilty. If his sin that he has committed is known to him, then he must bring for his offering a female goat without defect, for his sin that he has committed. He will lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and slaughter the sin offering at the same place as the burnt offering. Then the priest must take its blood with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering and pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. All its fat he must remove, just like the fat is removed from the sacrifice of peace offerings. The priest must burn it on the altar as a fragrant aroma to the Lord. This is how the priest will make atonement for him. and he will be forgiven. If he brings a lamb as his sin offering, he must bring a female without defect. He shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and slaughter it for a sin offering in the same place where they slaughter the burnt offering. Then the priest must take the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar burnt offering and pour out the rest of its blood at the base of the altar. All its fat he must remove, just like the fat of the lamb is removed from the sacrifice of peace offerings. The priest must burn it on the altar, on top of the offerings to the Lord made by fire. This is how the priest will make atonement for him regarding his sin that he has committed, and he will be forgiven.